Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The message for today I've entitled, The Right Way to Walk. In Romans chapter 8, verse 1, we find these words, There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. What does it mean to walk according to the Spirit? It's very easy to answer the question, what does it mean to walk according to the flesh? That is easy. We just live the life any way we like in order to walk according to the flesh. Walking according to the Spirit is different. It requires a commitment that we are going to follow the way of the cross. Does that mean we will be sinless? Absolutely not. The Word tells us that we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And we are assured that when we confess our sins, He forgives us our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. That doesn't mean that we are perfect, little people that follow after Christ and never sin. We will sin in thought, word, and deed continually. But there is a cleansing that comes from the throne of grace to those who call out to the Lord. And the closer we walk to the Lord, the more we are sensitive when we are out of His will. We are more aware when we do things that are not pleasing to God. And when we are aware of those faults of ours, we confess them as sins, and immediately the blood of Jesus cleanses us. How does He do that? By the Holy Spirit that He gives. The Holy Spirit comes when we are born again as His own flesh and blood, as it were. We are not the same as those who are a product of human flesh only, but now we have been born again. That means when we are born twice, we only have to die once. After that, we walk with the Lord in holiness that is eternal. Oh, what a wonderful day it will be when we will be free from the sin of this world, the limitations of this world, when we will be like Christ, because we will be with Christ, and His holiness will surround us and fill us and be a part of us, and we will be a part of it. That holiness that is beyond anything the world can even ever ask or think or even conceive of. The right way to walk is God's way. Spend time in the Word of God, and then ask Him to show you and show me, to show all of us, the right way to walk. Heavenly Father, as we follow after You, I pray that our desire might be to always be like You in everything that we do and all that we say. Again, Lord, those wonderful words that we find in Scripture, let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, be acceptable in Your sight. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray this in Your precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails or read his devotional online or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.